So I'm underneath the mountains of the High Caucasus. I'm in the other small corner of Europe, the Republic of Georgia, and I'm singing a song that I held on a field recording. It's a song of supplication for entry to the gates of heaven. It's the song of the goddess Nana, mother of creation, queen of the Lord. And it's a song that I was compelled to learn because I'd heard it before somewhere in my own culture. I came to the place where, through a series of big coincidences, where was the birthplace of the song. It was the village next door to the birthplace of the song, and I had no idea that that's why I was there or what I was singing really, but I just loved it so much. It touched me on so many levels. And I sang it in the village, and slowly the village filled up with people, and people were coming from all over. And eventually they asked if I would go back on the 4th of June to the feast of St. George and sing it again, because the song had been lost in the village. So I got on a horse and cart, and I went up to a church in a clearing in the mountain. And this was a church which had no doors. It was just a solid, beautiful shape, but it was very ancient. And around it were various women and various people feasting and celebrating the Feast of St. George. And I stood by invitation of some village-wise women, and I had to walk singing the song around the church anti-clockwise 3 times. And as I was singing, I looked up, and these women in sticks were walking, droning. And as they were droning, they were putting a tallow candle on the side of the church. And as they were doing that, I looked at the church, actually at the side of the church, and at the side of the church there was an indentation. And the indentation was worn of shining stone. And when I began to understand what was actually happening, I began to realize that this was a ribbon of kisses over generations, indented into the stone. And as I was in that moment, all the songs of all the grief of all the women of the planet really were in my heart. And memories of my own early childhood and the sounds of grief from my own culture.